earth, and sky.
As a nation, we're relatively well endowed with water, but the problem is that regionally, we see growing scarcity. We see growing conflicts over water.
You're listening to environmental scientist Peter Glick, head of the Pacific Institute, a water think tank. Glick cites disputes between states over the water they share.
For example, between Alabama, Georgia, and Florida over the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River system. Those three states are not in any agreement about how to share the scarce water resources for their growing populations.
Glick's also concerned about the water below ground.
We see declining groundwater levels in many parts of the country where we're overpumping groundwater faster than nature naturally recharges it, and that's not sustainable.
Glick said that one problem is that our water is often managed by many different agencies.
We have very uncoordinated federal water policy. It's time to rethink our water policy at the federal level and at the local level in a way that meets the needs of today rather than, frankly, the needs of 50 years ago.
That's our show today, celebrating the International Year of Planet Earth. Thanks to the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Geological Survey. More at yearofplanetearth.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.